there was once a wealthy man, and I wore a purpy goon and the softest linens, and lived at heck and manger and lord for fashion. Ilka day a pear man lay in the ground at his yet, Lazarus by name. Oh, sayers for a tap to heal, and longing as he lay to stench his hunger with the affons for the wealthy man's board, and e'en the dogs would come and slake his sayers. The day come when the pear man died, and was carried awa' by the angels and laid aside Abraham. And the wealthy man died and all, and was laird in a graf. In the world a blow, where he was dreeing torment and torture, he looked up and saw Abraham hine awa' and Lazarus by him. So he cried to him, "Oh, for pity's sake, Father Abraham," said he, "send Lazarus to duke the nebby's finger in the water and cool my tongue till me I'm in awesome pain of this slough." But Abram said to him, "My son, binna ye forgotten that ye got your blessings when ye were in life, and Lazarus for his part got his ills. And now he's in Esam, and ye are in awesome pain. And by a natur o' that, there is a muckle how stale that wish us and ye to hinder o' gain and coming fra the tae place till the tither." "Oh, weel then, feyther," said he, "please to send Lazarus till my feyther's house, where I hae five brothers, to warn them and hinder them to come like mysel to this place of torment." "But they hae Moses and the prophets," said Abraham. "Let them e'en tent them."
No, Father Abraham," said he, "but give yon gaze to them frae the deed, sign they will repent of their sins."
But Abraham answered, "Give the tent na Moses and the prophets, they winna heed nane, no e'en give e'en rises frae the deed."